Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of 7 Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just in my mic here. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And here on the Toganet Radio Network, we have the honorary host here, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill is the author of the 7 Levels of Truth that you heard Lisa talk about in the intro. He's also the author, and he has a free ebook for you. I want to give you something free right out of the gate. It's called Clarity Has No Story. You go to myfreebook.me. Those simple little words, myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. And today, our guest is Mr. Chris Salem. He's going to be talking about the secret to scaling your brand and business to the next level. So if you've been struggling with your business, you want to listen to this and also share this with others. But right now, Mr. Bill Heinrich, I want to welcome to the show. Number one, he's in Palm Springs, California, and he's also the anchor man when it comes to the 6-minute webinar. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bill.
Good morning, Jim. How are you? Oh. I saw at the beginning you forgot which show you were on.
I heard her say Messages of Hope, and I do that show 5 days a week, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I do it this afternoon. Good help's hard to find, Mr. Bill.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And we're still getting great results with the 6-minute webinar. We're going to be doing another boot camp April 24th. But we're actually, you know, to learn to craft a message that's clear, concise, and quick with a powerful call to action aimed at your perfect client. Once you've done that, it changes all of the languaging in every area of your business because you really understand who you serve. And the people, you know, I just work with a woman who we have at the 6-minute webinar. We'll do one for you if you want. And she had me do one for her that way, brand new in business as coaching. Took her through it, and she was on some networking online event. And when it got to her turn to share, she read 3 lines from her script from the 6-minute webinar, and she got 2 direct messages from people that want to meet with her to work.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to speak to them from an emotional place. Selling doesn't work anymore, Jim. It's all about creating value now. And that's what we teach you how to do in the 6-minute webinar. So we'll be doing another boot camp April 24th. They're $99. It's a 3-hour live boot camp. Plus, you have a month to work with our videos and all of our technologies in our members area. It's a phenomenal program, and the people are getting amazing results.
That's a phenomenal deal, too, because you get that type of training, which is not available anywhere else, number one. But number two, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars, thousands of dollars. And that and that first sentence of the 6-minute.
You know why I'm laughing, right?
Yeah.
I met Jim at a program. This is where we met, was at a program. Yeah. Part of it was helping you do this. And I'll tell you right now, it was a mid 5-figure program to get into it. It was not inexpensive. And we just got fed up with everybody charging so much money and not getting results that we got headed in this direction. Right, Jim?
You're exactly right.
Here we are 4 years later.
Yeah, what's amazing, you go down there where me and Bill met, you better walk in with some pants, got some deep pockets on it, and you better stuff it full of money because, son, you're going to need it.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, what I really love about that 6-minute webinar in the first sentence, you've attracted your ideal clients. You just say something like, during this 6-minute webinar, I will show you 3 key ways that you can do blank. Whatever that one blank is that you offer, whether it's lose weight, whether it's be able to, you know, market your coaching program, whatever it is. You know, I mean, it's just beautiful like that. It really is, isn't it, Bill?
Well, it's all about, go back to the moment when you worked with the perfect client. Maybe you're working with them right now. What is it like? What's going on in that client's life? That's who you speak to. What everybody does, Jim, is they spew all this information, trying to convince people and hope that people will do something. Yeah. And when you speak directly to your perfect client, you become a magnet. They want to know more.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, it's kind of like taking a shotgun, going to target practice, trying to hit the bullseye. Yeah. You're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And the sad part about it.
But my goodness, ladies and gentlemen.
They aren't trying to do that. You know, it just happens. But anyway, let's get on to the show. I'll let you introduce our guest.
Exactly. Oh, Mr. Chris Salem. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris was one of our guests on the TV show, The Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. And when he was on the show there, I said, holy enchiladas, this guy, I've got to have him also on the radio show simply because of all the value he can provide to the audience out there. Because a TV is a certain media, and the radio/podcast is another media. And this is why Mr. Chris Salem is with us today. He's going to be talking to us about the secret to scaling your brand and your business to taking it to the next level. So, Chris, welcome to the show, my man. Welcome.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. Hello, Bill, and looking forward to sharing today.
Absolutely. Would you be so kind as to share with the audience a little bit about who Chris Salem is and what you do and that sort of thing, sir?
I'd be happy to. Well, I'm a happily married man to my wife, Maria, for the last almost 7 years now. I have a 13-year-old son from my first marriage, who I'm very dedicated to his life in terms of sports, and just love the role of being a father and being involved in youth sports. My why is based upon my core values. I operate my life and my business from transparency, honesty, and integrity. And now that I've shared the why, what I do is I'm an executive coach, corporate trainer, and a professional speaker. I work with individuals in helping them to overcome any limiting beliefs so they can build their success foundations, to build their brands and businesses simultaneously to the next level. I work with corporations and businesses of all sizes in terms of helping to build interdependent work environments, leveraging strengths and offsetting weaknesses so that companies of all sizes can perform at a higher level through effective communication, active listening, and transparent leadership. And I work with startup companies and helping them to align based on core values in their story to angel investors by helping them with their pitch decks, business plans, executive summaries, and helping them raise money as well as an investor myself.
Right. Thank you so much. And, you know, I really like your topic, the secret to scaling your brand and business to the next level. And you talk about how the truth to scaling your business and building a substantial platform for success comes down to not what you do, but what do you do? What do you do? Or why do you do what you do? Excuse me.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. Get your tongue wrapped around your eye too. Sometimes you can't see what to say, as I like to say. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah. So when you think about, you know, Bill had mentioned something earlier when he talked about, you know, people are not, don't want to be sold to anymore. They want to be empowered to make decisions based on things that align with, you know, their, you know, who they are, their pain points, and so on. It's not about persuading people to see your point of view. It's about sharing stories, sharing information that empowers people to draw their own conclusions. So the reality is, you know, when people can feel related to and understood, when you are compelling to them first rather than what makes you unique or stand out, when they connect with you on that why, because they have that felt feeling from you, and again, this is through shared values. Mm-hmm. So maybe, like for me, I'm transparent, honest, and come from integrity. Does that mean the people I'm going to relate to are going to feel that are going to have the same values? No, but they'll have similar values, like trustworthiness, mm-hmm. being ethical, people who follow through, family values. So we can find those shared values that we can relate to one another, and it's mm-hmm. a subconscious thing. And when people, you know, connect on that why, mm-hmm. now they're in a position now where, hey, I want to know what you can do that can potentially help me help myself or help my mm-hmm. business, or I
right,
you know, somebody
right.
that I know that yep. that could help.
Yeah. In addition to that, you know, Bill, one of the things that you know, we teach a lot and we practice in our everyday life is that, you know, like on the TV show, the radio show, people want to get to know you. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to know that they can trust you. And that comes from the core value of what you do. And that just vibrates from them when they use a 6-minute webinar or use a program like what Chris is talking about, how to, you know, be able to scale their business and go and grow. That's what people want. They don't want sales pitches anymore, do they, sir?
No. And when they find that you're not authentic, they bail mm-hmm. quick, right?
Oh yeah.
But it's difficult, isn't it, to get that emotional connection, Chris, because most people don't even know how to speak about their business in general, right?
Yeah. That's so true.
And I say that not from a negative place, but it's like we're so far deep in the forest that we can't see the trees. And we can't, mm-hmm. we lose the capacity. It's the number one challenge that many, many business people have, mm-hmm. being able to explain what they do.
Yeah. We got about 30 seconds before we go to break. And I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot more in store with Chris, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about a lot of things, and our listeners will know to be more compelling and influential to others as an authority in their business. And that's exactly what I know that all of us want. We want to be able to know that we know that we know that we're an authority in our business. And Chris will talk more about that in just a few moments, right after we come back from this commercial break.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Time of year again, graduation. As high school grads get ready to toss their caps in the air, many will be treated to commencement speeches by famous celebrities. At Montverde Academy, Jack Black gave this unusual advice: don't even waste your time or money on college unless you want to be a doctor. And then I totally get it. No one's going to let you take out their spleen unless you have a degree. But the rest of you, go ahead, read some books. The longest commencement speech on record was given at Harvard University in the early 19th century. It was 6 hours long. Sesquipedalian is a fancy term for the usage of unnecessarily long words. What's the original name for the tassel that hangs over the graduate's hat? A lirapoop.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And we are so glad that you're joined us today. We got Mr. Chris Salem here with us and also Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill Heinrich is, I'm going to give him the title of the Dean of the 6-Minute Webinar. He's one of the co-creators, but ladies and gentlemen, he has, you know, he's Mr. Anchor there. I'm the Dean of the 6-Minute Webinar. And I, you know, Mr. Dean, would you be so kind to say something?
Well, if I'm the dean, then Script Pal is the mayor.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Script Pal.
Ooh. Well, I really like some of the things that Chris was talking about in the first section because, you know, Jim, in the 6-Minute Webinar, we've, in this technology where Script Pal automatically writes a script for you, we built everything in there, right, Chris. And what happens, the most important part of this component, if you can imagine somebody explaining their business in less than 800 words, with examining what the problem is, how they identified it, their story, how they came to their solution, how they offer it, what it can do for the people, and testimonials. It's quite a intricate program that we've written. And what happens, Chris, is there's an emotional connection that gets created as people go through this. And that's the hardest thing for businesses to get, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I agree. I love that, Bill, and I think that's so important because, like you said, people connect on that emotion. You know, it's like, did you know that 90% of people, you know, struggle with stress each and every day? I can relate to that because for 10 years I lived in fight or flight mode, but I found a way to overcome stress by learning to be in the moment. It's my passion today that I live in the present moment from a growth mindset. That prompted me to start a business that was dedicated to helping people do the same, blah, 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 blah. And then I find that people will relate more to something like that than if it were like, hey, I help people overcome stress and blah, blah, you know, and that really, people tune out that typical, they call that the elevator pitch, that 30-second elevator pitch that most people by, you know, within the first 2 seconds are just tuned out.
And what are some of the things that you focus on and work with clients on to assist in this area, Chris?
Yeah. So what do we do is when I start to work with somebody, before we actually build, you know, start looking to build their brand and business simultaneously, I'm going to be the person that's going to help them to build the foundation. So I always equate it to like the Karate Kid, right? You know, when the kid was, you know, wanted to get back at those bullies and he wanted to learn karate and the old man had him, you know, waxing, you know, his car and painting the fence. And the kid didn't understand. He was upset. Hey, I didn't come here to do your chores. I came here to learn karate, not knowing that he was learning karate because he was building his foundation from discipline. Very many people don't, they want to start like on step 6 to get to step 10. They don't want to do step 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, which is kind of like looking at it as the foundation. Because if you don't build a foundation, you don't raise your level of confidence. You don't have that consistency to do certain things, to recognize opportunities, to learn how to communicate more effectively to yourself and other people, and knowing how to connect on everything that we're talking about. That will help to create a level of influence that will bring people to you other than the other way around. So it's all about helping people first to look at where their foundation is. You know, what routine do they have in place that's either serving them or not? How does that affect their internal dialogue with themselves? How are they communicating with other people? Are they in the present moment versus in the past and the future seeing these opportunities and blessings right before their eyes, but they don't see it if they're in the past and the future. Mm-hmm. So it's recognizing, establishing a daily routine, overcoming any limiting beliefs so that they can begin to uncover what are those values that truly represent who they are, not what they've been led to believe, whether you've been operating from something you grew up serving your parents, or maybe you you admired a certain mentor growing up and you, hey, I'm going to become like Tony Robbins. And you adopt Tony Robbins' values, but that doesn't mean it's always going to work for you. So it's really learning how to honor your why, your purpose, who you really are, those values. And then how does that align with the business that you're in? Doesn't mean they're going to be the same values, but where can you find that common thread to connect? And then how about the people you're going to serve? You're never going to be everything for everyone, but you will always be something for someone, in this case, more mm-hmm. than one person. So it's learning to connect with people on those shared values. And let me give you a point that will really illustrate this really well. I had a person I worked with a few years ago. She was a real estate agent, and she was struggling in her agency. She was like in the bottom 25% in terms of production. Very nice woman, great personality, but just, you know, going through the same motions as everyone else was taught to believe and, you know, go out, build your sphere of influence of 50 to 100 people, start calling people, start get listings and so on. But she struggled. And she was someone that really had strong family values. And she knew this. And she volunteered for an organization where she lived, where she would write articles and create content around family related matters. So a lot of people that were, you know, looking for information on family stuff or things going on in the community or people that were looking to move in from out of town into the area would tap into this information. The disconnect was that they loved her content, but they didn't know. In this case, they knew why she did what she did. They knew that she was someone dedicated to family and cared about family, but they didn't now know what she did. They connected already on her why because they embraced her content. She simply just put that she was a realtor when she signed her name to articles. Didn't mention the agency, wasn't trying to list anything, just said, hey, my name is so-and-so and I'm a realtor. People began to reach out to her about listing their homes. People that were moving the area began to seek out her based upon the fact that they connected on the why on those family values. Now, because they connected there, they now wanted to know what she could do to help them now either move, you know, somewhere else, sell their home, buy a new home. And she saw a steady increase in her production as a result of it, which had nothing to do with real estate, but had to do indirectly with the why. And this helped also to elevate her brand and her production in her business simultaneously. So that's just one example of many. Where this concept can help.
Well, you said something there that typically isn't said and is probably the most critical piece of being in business and life, and that is the foundation you're on. Jim, remember in Speaker's mm-hmm. Pathway when we created courses, what was the first course I created?
I know you created one on clarity.
No, the first one I did is on creating a safe foundation.
Yes, sir, you're right. I remember that now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People don't understand what happens is they're out doing business and it's like, you know, it's like living in a home where you've put a bunch of pallets together and nailed some walls and put a roof on it. That's the way they go do business energetically, right, Rich? In other words, they don't feel safe. They're out there trying to survive. Fighting, mm-hmm. scrambling. Is that your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. They're just scrambling. They're just looking at everyone as they're the same. And mm-hmm. and again, you know, like I said, this woman began to build a quality book of business based upon people that had shared values around family. Mm-hmm. And again, not trying to be everything for everyone because she was going after other people that had really family values weren't that important to them. So yeah. This is the power of why behind the what, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of times from a marketing standpoint, people have been conditioned. What makes you unique and stand out? But the reality is really people don't care what makes you unique or stand out. And do you give them a reason why? And that's the thing that oftentimes people miss because that why is built from your foundation, Bill, that you had referenced. And, mm-hmm. and the foundation is never complete. Meaning that it's an ongoing
right.
process. It's not like, oh, I put in 3 months and now I've arrived. It's a lifestyle change. It's for the rest of your life. To mm-hmm. if we're going to sustain it, we got to continue to grow and expand, and we learn from life's experiences. But the good news about it is that we become more, we get more in line with that why, and we have the ability now to really interject that into our influence strategy, into our marketing, social media, leveraging our strengths. If you're a speaker, you do podcast radio shows like I do, versus, or maybe you're a writer and you could do it through the power of the pen, you know, through your writing.
One of the things that we share a lot on the TV show is that we tell people when people come into originally the Speakers Pathway Coalition, which is now scalepathway.com. But when people would come in and you ask them what they want to do, and they say, I want to make money. That's the worst answer on planet Earth. And because when, like Bill talks a lot about this in his books, The Seven Levels of Truth and Clarity Has No Story, that you can get for free. It's a free ebook at myfreebook.me. When you come from the heart and your focus is on, okay, how can I help this poor person over here get from where they be and focus on meeting their needs? Game over. Game over. I mean, the battle is already won because you're focused on the right thing and the money will come. And Zig Ziglar talked for, we had a lady that works with Zig or worked with his organization, and she's the business partner, Les Brown, Lindy Eldridge. We had her on the show yesterday, and she was talking about, you know, how people, you know, just get all caught up and they're all, you know, put pressure on themselves rather than just, like Zig would say, you can get anything out of life that you want as long as you help other good people get what they want.
Yeah.
And that is a true principle. With that mindset, your heart's going to be in line with the universe, as Bill likes to talk about and covers very well in both of his books. And you're in perfect harmony with the universe. And Bill, I probably did a horrible job explaining that, but I mean, that's pretty much the bottom line, the truth of the foundation in it, brother.
Mm-hmm. No, you explained it very, very well. And we should, when we come back from break, you know, let's talk about that a little bit more, because what Chris is talking about is building from the bottom. We'll see you in a minute.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Man cannot live by bread alone. He must have his peanut butter. Peanut butter is a pate of childhood, and it's not just for kids, as dogs love it too. Last night I gave my dog a pill hidden in peanut butter. What's a word for a messy concoction that helps the medicine go down? Slibber sauce. Mice apparently prefer peanut butter to cheese when it comes to luring them into the trap. But there are even more practical uses for peanut butter. Peanut butter contains natural oils, which makes it perfect for removing all kinds of sticky things, like gum stuck in your shoe or in your hair. What's a word for the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth? Arachnophobia. And according to Barry Goldwater, if you don't mind smelling like peanut butter for 2 or 3 days, peanut butter is a darn good shaving cream.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Chris Salem is with us. He also has a program on Voice America. And I'll tell you right now, he's sharing a lot of great information with us. But Your Future Is Now, our radio show, is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And the 6-minute webinar is all about clarity, getting off to a great start, getting focused. And we're so privileged today to have the dean of the 6-minute webinars, Mr. Bill Heinrich, with us. And Mr. Bill, I'm really enjoying this show. How about you, brother?
Oh, it's really fascinating. And it's what's interesting to me is with Chris talking about building a foundation, connecting emotionally, learning to generate, would it be fair to say, Chris, we're creating a value proposition? Is that how you would describe it?
Yes, absolutely. You're creating a value proposition, not only in your business, but just in a way of life, because, you know, what you do in your personal life affects your business and vice versa. So this is like a way of living, you know, because you become these values, and these values really come through in your everything you do in your business. And how you show up in your private life is, are you showing up this, you know, with your customers or the audience you serve? And many times that's not usually the case with people. They show a different, you know, they have a mask on. They'll show one face to their audience, and then they may show a different one behind the scenes. So
they may. I would take it a little further than that. Being my primary focus is in the area of personal transformation. So
yeah,
this is where my real expertise is, in working as a business coach with high level CEOs and such. And it's just so true. Everybody's walking around with that mask on, trying to be who they think everybody wants them to be so they can be successful and gain more material things, rather than having a really high value foundation to come from, where they're offering solutions for people and being of service to everyone involved for the benefit of all.
Yeah.
Big difference between the two, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. How does that work out in the way that you work from the foundation up, in getting people to represent their value more?
Well, it's starting one day at a time. It's got, you know, developing a pattern. So it's developing a daily routine to get them into something they can get up every morning and do certain things that are going to help them to grow, to get out of the problem into the solution. So that when they become consistent with that, then everything else in their life, their business, their personal life, they begin to kind of look at what are the priorities that really matter. And begin to put more focus in the moment on that. So less multitasking, more focus, their energy 100% into those areas in certain pockets of time. And this would be into themselves, you know, when it comes to personal development. They're carving out time for themselves emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, could be socially, in their occupation, could be intellectually growing, doing certain things to help, you know, grow their knowledge to apply better. Because again, we can't be a resource or be the example for others if we haven't filled our cup first. So I'm a big advocate that the foundation plays an important role in that, and that personal development is, you know, something that we don't do once in a while. We do every day, whether that's reading a chapter or two out of a book every day, you know, looking at, you know, again, meditation, journaling, certain things that are going to just get you laser focused on the priorities that matter and begin to look at the things that are not serving you to remove them. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's really amazing, because I like the way you look at it, because a lot of people just they're just kind of like, you know, lost in areas like that. And Chris, I know you've had a lot of successful cases and things like that, and clients, but could you just share with us one client that you saw that came kind of like out of, I'm going to call it out of the darkness, and brought them into the light, and they go like, wow, this is where I've been struggling to become.
Yeah. I'll describe a client. I had a client that had grown up codependently, and I could relate to this individual because I grew up in a codependent home. And, you know, and I was a recovering codependent perfectionist. So this was an individual that had grown up, and the mother at the time, he had siblings, was very dominant, meaning that she not only contributed to the income, you know, bringing into the home, but she pretty much ran the household. And so mm-hmm. this was a woman that basically did everything for her kids. Matter of fact, you know, I could say he gave me permission to say this, and I just can't use his name, but
right.
I mean, this was an individual that his mom was tying his shoes even up to the point he was 14 years old. I mean, that's how and so with that being said, as he grew up to be an adult, he really didn't establish any patterns of coming out of his comfort zone to do certain things, to take risks, to take on challenges, because it was done for him. So, you know, at the time mm-hmm. I started working with this individual, this was a person that had been basically in the same job role for the last 15 years, really didn't advance, wasn't growing. He had just gotten out of a marriage. This was, a person that probably got fed up of being the mother in that relationship because he was basically looking for a mom and not really pulling his weight. Not that he was doing it intentionally. It was just because that's all he knew growing up. Children mm-hmm. learn from what they observe growing up. And then they either do the direct opposite, which could end up being good, or they end up doing the very same thing. And again, it could work against them. So in this case, we had to undo a lot of these patterns and these things that were not serving mm-hmm. him to eventually build his foundation and begin to slowly come out of his comfort zone to begin to leverage those strengths that he possessed. And this was someone that he was very good at, you know, figuring out, he could figure out problems, but mm-hmm. he just never wanted to put himself out there. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know that. He kind of knew he had this potential, but he just never put himself out there. Mm-hmm. And he, again, I said, think about it. You were not only shortchanging yourself, but you're shortchanging the people you're working with that you could be helping your team advance.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
just always in the background. And so, again, this was not someone that was ever going to become super extroverted and was going to be, on the stage in front of, in the limelight.
Right.
But someone that was able to come out of his comfort zone to become more and to really tap into those strengths mm. and to learn how to take risks and take on mm. challenges,
yeah.
which was very difficult in the beginning. But, mm. If we look behind now, this is a person that's clearly now advanced in his career. He's mm-hmm. in a relationship. Again, he didn't marry his mom this time. He married, again, someone completely opposite. He's in an mm-hmm. interdependent versus a codependent relationship.
Wow.
So it just, he had to undo all these patterns and these,
yeah,
in these things to adopt new ways of yeah. doing things. So,
and sometimes that's very hard to get rid of the old myths, the old beliefs, the old ways of doing things. And before we go any further, Chris, I would like for you to share with the folks out there your website, your email address, if you would, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. So my website for executive coaching, corporate training, and professional speaking is Christopher Salem, one word, that's my full name, .com. Our nonprofit 501c3 organization is Empowered Fathers in Action. That's EFAMovement.org. And my email is chris@christophersalem.com.
Thank you. And all those descriptions and everything will be in the description of the show, ladies and gentlemen. And Chris, I tell you, it's just amazing how, and it's so positive, and it's just so encouraging when you can see someone have, get the confidence that they need to be able to come out of this area that they're in. And the story you just shared there, my goodness, I mean, it takes an effort. You got to be open-minded, and you got to be, I'm talking about the person that's, in that situation, they got to be open-minded. They got to be willing to change. And sometimes change is something that we as humans, we just don't like, do we, sir?
No, change is definitely something that people resist, but change is inevitable. It's going to happen whether if you're going to adapt and go along with the ride or not. So you might as well adapt. I always say that if we could really learn to master, to control what we can and know, and just maximize that and let go of everything else that we can't control. We can't control COVID. We can't control the economy. We can't control what somebody is going to, how they're going to perceive what we said or their communication. We can't control their actions or behavior or attitude. We can only control our own communication, our own behavior, actions, and attitude. If we focus on that and let go of the rest, we're more likely to roll with the punches, embrace the challenge, see the opportunities and blessings disguised in the setbacks, and to become more as part of the process. Things always tend to work out better when we learn to let go of the things that we can't control. Just sort of like works it, its way out as long as you're doing your part. And I had to learn the hard way.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of us had to learn a lot of things the hard way. And you know, it's Bill talks a lot about in his seven levels of truth, and also clarity has no story at myfreebook.me. You know, when you're, I'm just going to use the one that everyone can relate to, worry. If you're worried about something, you are stuck in the physical. And I've asked this when I was on stage, I've said it on the TV show as well. How many, you know, 5 years ago, you may have been worried about something, but I'll guarantee you, no amount of money on planet Earth could you tell or share with people what that worry was. But, you know, worry is something that just comes to us because we're born into a world of survival. And Bill talks about letting go of that worry. Just let it go. Get out of the physical. And that takes care of a lot of things. And we're going to be talking about a little bit about that and some more things. We come back from break because we're getting ready to go to our last commercial break. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right now, having Chris with us today and Mr. Bill Heinrich, this has just been a wonderful show, and we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes after this brief commercial break. And I see our producer there. He's getting everything lined up. He's telling me to hush. We'll go to commercial break.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal by Elizabeth Bernstein, therapists are now more likely to offer up tough love instead of a nurturing gaze. The question, how does that make you feel, is now being replaced with, so, what do you want to do about it? Therapists across the country are saying, stop whining about your problems. Whining, also known as chronic complaining, is the whop, whop, yelp, yelp about any heedy, needy that arises. Whining is just a powerless complaint, Dr. Bernstein says. Understand this, and you can get to the root of what is really wrong. Some therapists are even letting go of those snarges who just can't stop whining. By the way, did you know a whiner's blood type is always being negative?
It's Margin Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. I'm joined today by the honorary host here on the TogiNet radio station, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Bill is fondly known around the world, especially in our circle, as being the dean of the 6-Minute Webinar. And, sir, we got a you got a class coming up on that, don't you, sir?
Yeah, we're doing our next boot camp for the 6-Minute Webinar on April 24th. If you have an interest in finding out about it, you can go to www.6minutewebinar.com/bootcamp. It's a very fast-paced, interactive class. Really, what's fascinating, we've done this now. This will be our 7th or 8th one, Jim.
Yeah.
But it's a 3-hour interactive that shows you how to speak to your perfect customer with a powerful call to action very clearly. But the people come, Jim. Nobody leaves. We don't take any bio breaks. We just go for 3 hours, and then everybody's disappointed when we're finished because we're just laying out some tremendous clarity.
That's it's the really, one thing that continuously blows me away. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
I was just going to say when Don mentioned that, Don McGrath, he's an engineer, so everything is got to fit in certain ways. And he saw about 3 hours, no breaks and all that. And I'm going like, oh, gosh, we're going to be losing people. Like, people are going to be dropping out or at least dropping out for a few minutes or whatever. But it surprised all of us, especially me, because you cannot hold people from all walks of life for 3 solid hours on a webinar with no bio breaks unless you're serving something they are starving for.
Yeah. In fact, the one we just did in March, we were 3.5 hours into it when we kicked everybody out. we had covered everything, but that's what happens as you get clarity. You see expansion, you see opportunities, and Chris, we're always in a state of needing clarity because we're always in a state of change. Everything's in a state of change. So as you transform and you learn something new about representing your foundation, now you have other opportunities to build on. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, there's opportunities always, always around us. It's just a question of when we're caught up in fear, when something, a situation triggers that fear, we're in the past and the future. We're like, we don't see the opportunities. Oftentimes they're disguised in those challenges. So I always say, when you talk about mental toughness, when we want to increase our mental toughness, just like an Olympian athlete will embrace the challenge and the pressure to know that they're going to see the opportunities where they can improve on their time or where they could do something different that's going to get them to, get ahead in that situation. We learn from those challenges. And so we have to change our way of thinking, and it's always progress in motion. It's not something we do once in a while. We do consistently every day. That's the power of habit and routine and constantly growing and knowing that life and business is going to happen regardless. It's beyond our control. We just have to know how to adapt and to make certain shifts to move ahead. That's why some people have struggled and, are continuing to struggle even with this recent pandemic, and those that are thriving and were able to adapt. Maybe there was a temporary setback, but they found another way to thrive in a different way. So it always comes back down to how we think and how we adapt and change and be consistent with these routines. And it's always progress in motion.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's just a never-ending cycle because what I've come to learn is we all have lessons in life. There's 38 different life path lessons that a person could have. And because of that, we're always dealing with blind spots. Mm. So always. And this is where for me, it's always a search for more clarity. Mm-hmm. We find the next step, and that's when we have to fall back on the foundation to make our choices. Chris, isn't that true?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
without those.
So, you know, Well, go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I mean, it's so true. This is something that, you know, we just don't, like I said, you don't do once in a while. It's even though over time we can reverse those tapes to do, mm-hmm. you know, reset our subconscious mindset to do things that are going to serve us. It's still that we have to continue to do it to sustain it. It's like with anything. If we don't water a plant, you know, and we forget to, you know, hey, we watered it when it was first, you know, planted in the ground, but we never have to water it again. Well, that, you know, what's going to happen? It's going to eventually dry up. If we reach, you know, you get to a point where, you know, there's no rain and it's, you know, you go through a dry period. So it's constantly, everything has to be nurtured and cultivated, or in this mm-hmm. case, cultivated, then nurtured throughout the entire process. We have to look at it as a process that's ongoing.
Hey, you know, Chris, before we run out of time, again, if you'd be kind enough to share your website, your email address, and tell us about your radio program there that you have on Voice America and how people can find you there, sir.
Sure. Yeah. My website for coaching and training and speaking is ChristopherSalem.com. We also have a nonprofit 501c3 organization called Empowered Fathers in Action, EFAMovement.org. And feel free. I'd love to always connect with people. My email is Chris@ChristopherSalem.com. And the radio show is called Sustainable Success. We look at success patterns, tips, insights to help, you know, accelerate your business, also your personal life, your well-being, your relationships. We look at life and business as one, and we air every Thursday from 12 to 1 East Coast time on the Voice America Influencers channel. And we're also can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other areas where you can pull down podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. And all the information be in the description of the show. And Chris, I tell you, having you here on the show with Bill, I mean, you guys go together like apple pie and ice cream. You really do, because you compliment each other. You're very much in step with one another and your beliefs and that sort of thing. And the consistency that you talk about in the process of engaging your audience, that is so important, because your message has to be consistent 100% of the time. That's really important, isn't it?
It is. It really is being consistent. It's the same thing even with you're influent when you're out there, you know, connecting with your core audience. It's being mm-hmm. compelling on an ongoing basis. Is your social media, is your email list, not that you're sending out an email every day, mm-hmm. but is that information of value to people? Is it cultivating and nurturing that relationship, building on those values? And it, you know, again, it's just ongoing. The more that we can be compelling and leveraging mm-hmm. our strengths, the better we'll build our brands, we'll solidify those connections. And the people that become customers that have better experiences because they do their part are going to refer you. And there's no better way to build a business or sustain it than referrals.
Absolutely. And also build a reputation that when you send an email out to someone, they go, hey, I want to open this email because there's something of value there, because you're so consistent in providing value. That's where your focus is, and that's where you should be. And that's how you reach the upper levels of achievement as far as being successful, because you're helping other people in their hour of need and helping them solve a problem or heal their pain. And Chris, I tell you, that's very important to be to that level. It's also a great feeling to be at that level, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I love it. I mean, like I said, it's the feeling every time I go to bed at night, I'm just so grateful for mm-hmm. everything, all the good things in life, even the things that, you know, you don't want to look, you know, we would love not to happen, but they do. So you just have to look for the good in every situation, and just knowing that your brand, your business is always evolving, and mm-hmm. you know, you grow it as to what you put into it, and then letting go of everything else that's beyond your control.
Absolutely. And Bill, we got just about 2.5 minutes left, and I want to turn the mic over to you to share any closing thoughts with the folks out there today, sir.
Well, what Chris is saying is so true. You know, one of the greatest attributes you can learn is detachment. Isn't that right, Chris? Being able to detach from things.
Yes.
Everything always gets handled, but we get hooked into them. You know, it's interesting. There's a quote that I read somewhere that I love, and it talks about the difference between love and fear. And love is unconditional, and fear always has conditions. There's always conditions associated with fear.
Yeah.
And understanding where you're coming from and where you're at in the moment. You know, many times one of the greatest actions I take is doing nothing.
You know, ladies, and
you know, me out of trouble that way.
Oh yeah. You know, ladies and gentlemen, just hearing Bill talk like that, I know some people out there are going, wow, I like that. You know, well, you're going to love it more when you go to myfreebook.me, get his free ebook, get it be delivered directly to your email inbox. And just go to myfreebook.me. And he also has the 7 levels of truth there on Amazon, 7 levels of truth. And Bill, I tell you, the wisdom that you've shared, it took over, it took a 25 years, practically a lifetime journey, wasn't it, brother?
Well, it's been a while, but it's been, you know, every step of the way has been worth it. And I'm still on the journey now. So it never ends, does it, Chris?
It never ends. Nope. I've been doing this a while now. So now I just say, hey, you know, I know I'm going to be doing this till the day I leave this planet. So as long as you're in the present moment, that's all we have.
Mm. You're exactly right, because the present moment that you're at is, and I think about this a lot, and I've repeated a lot on the TV shows. So wherever you're at right now is the perfect place for you, because it's not where you're going to stay. It's the starting point of where you want to go. And so many people are just worried, you know, they're going to be stuck right there forever, and that's not true. It really isn't. And ladies and gentlemen, our time is about up. We want to thank you so much. We want to say thank you to Mr. Chris Salem for being a wonderful guest today. And thank you, Mr. Bill Heinrich, for being with us today and sharing all the great information about the 6-minute webinar. Be sure and share the show with others. We'll be back next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend.